the birchas hamazon. So Rashi birchas hamazon it's tarif legimel. That's when we say the oval is mitzarif. That's when they go to bench by base oval. If they bench, so the oval is part of the zimun. The zamra l'shurei hilchay b'chol mitzvus. A noble after the aninus, after the kvura, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. He has to bench also. So therefore, that that you say is mitzarif means for birchas hamazon. And kikiyomer Rabbi Yechonon, when did Rabbi Yechonon say that the oval is not part of the minyan? That's Peshura. Peshura, that's the line, Rashi says, kesho yechoizim in a kever, after they buried the nace, when they went away from the kever, hoyoizim shura son of oval. They make like two rows of people, and the oval will walk down the middle. Lenachemoy, to be menachem oval, then. Or mashiv and oizim, they put the oval in the middle. Then aimed him soviv, and the other people stood around him. Raminim Sanhedrin, and shura pachas meyud. That there you need 10 people excluding the oval. Like you need 10 people there, 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, and then the oval walks through. But mashmawat, there were brochas then. So to say these brochas, you need to ask your 10 people excluding the oval. For the Gemara, the Elohod, the Amr Rab Yitzchak, Amr Rab Yechnon, Mevorchen, Birchas Chasanem, the Asara, the Chasanem, and Aminion. And we have before, by Sheva Brochas, the Chosin is part of the Minion. O Birchas Avelim, the Asara, the Birchas Avelim is with 10 people, the Ein Avelim in a Minion. But the Oval is not part of the Minion. So, Lechur, what do you want to say this means? By the Shura, that right after the Kvura, when you go away from the Kvura, you have to have five people on one side, 5 people on the other side, and the Oval walks in between, and then you say Birchas Avelim. So that's why you need 10 people excluding the Oval. Fred Gemara, Bracha B'Shura Mi'ika? Like, for what purpose do you need 10 people there? There's no Brachas there. We don't say brachas by the shura, and also Menachem Oval then. Well, but we don't say any brachas there. So what purpose do you have to have 10 people there? Where it says, Ella ki kamer Reb Yechonon, Berachov enachnami. That though we say there's a brachas, they need 10 people, that's brachov outside. So Rashi learns brachov means kishimavar in es oval, suda rishonim. When the oval comes back, like before he comes into his own house, there's supposed to be a suda savroa. So the first suda, the first meal you eat, after the kvura, it's not supposed to be from your own food. It's supposed to be mishal acherim, from other people. K'damrina b'may kotin. And ha'yim avar v'naisa b'rechova. They used to give him this first meal outside in the streets. O'mevorchim sham v'rechas aveilim. Ne'nachnami then, when they gave him this food from the neighbors, from the other people, they used to say special brachas there. K'reforosh l'kamei. Borach menach menachim aveilim. They used to say a special bracha. So that special bracha you only say if there are 10 people there that are being menachem the oval. So you have the oval sitting and eating his sudas avroa, and then 10 people around him would say the special bracha, birchas avelim. So to say that bracha, you have to have 10 people excluding the oval. So the marv yeloho di yomer Rav Yitzchak, yomer Rav Yechonon, mevorchem birchas chasana biyasara, kol shiva. We talk to say shiva bracha is all 7 days, for chasana min aminyan. And any day, if you only have 9 with the chosin, as long as there's ponim chadoshes there, we say sheva brachas. O birchas aveilim biyasara, kol shiva. And all 7 days also is an inyan to say a special bracha by the base oval. But these 7 days of aveilus, v'yein aveilim min aminyan. The oval is not included in the minyan. So now, for what purpose, what bracha do we say all 7 days? For the Gemara, so far we only learned about the bracha and the rechoiva. That means outside, when he came home, the first suda he eats is called the suda havroa. During that suda, we say brachas. But for the Gemara, birchas rechayva kol shiva meyika. Do we have the birchas rechayva all 7 days? The kura, it's only the first suda you have. When you come out from the kfura, the first suda you have, that's called the suda havroa. The next suda, there's nothing special about it. So where do you have a bracha all 7 days? The Gemara says yes. Mishkachas lo b'ponim chadoshes. Master, the pshat is the first suda you have, you feel terrible. That's when the chosin feels the worst. So then you're supposed to have 10 people saying a bracha to him to be menachemim. So Mashmu, throughout the 7 days, if you have somebody new coming to the house, like any time you see somebody new again, you feel much bitzar, it makes the pain come back again. So Nechlami, any time somebody new came to Menachem Oval, if there were 10 people then, they would have to say this birchas aveilim all 7 days. Well, the Meister, we don't do this. But in the most times, the Indian say this brach all 7 days. Say nechnami any day by the Suda. If you have somebody new coming into the base oval, there would be a chiv that if you have 10 people, to say this bircha, bracha, menachem oval. So therefore, if you need 10 people, and the oval is not part of the minyan. where it says Kiho de Rav Chiya Baraba. It once happened by Rav Chiya Baraba. Mikri b'nei de Resh Lakish. Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe that taught Resh Lakish's son Mikra. Taught him Chumash. The Yamrilon, some say, Masni b'nei de Resh Lakish. Know that Rav Chiya Baraba was the Rebbe, the Mishnayis Rebbe. He taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. The first sheet, the words of Rav Chiya Baraba, taught Resh Lakish's son Chumash. And the second shot is no. Rav Chiya Baraba taught Resh Lakish's son Mishnayis. It was his son's Mishnayis Rebbe. Heavy shochav layinuka. What happened was Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's son, died. Not Resh Lakish's son, but Rav Chiya Baraba, the Rebbe's own son, his son died. So yoyme kama layozel gabei. The first day Resh Lakish did not go to Menachem Avil. Although Resh Lakish, Rebata was his Rebbe's son, the Chuvi should go to Menachem Avilim. So the first day Resh Lakish didn't go to Menachem Avilim. Lamachar, the second day ready, Dabre le Yehuda bar Nachmeni Meturgme. Resh Lakish took along with him Yehuda bar Nachmeni the Meturgma. He was a Meturgma, he used to stay over things. He was a person that stayed over. He took him with him. So when he went to Menachem Avil Amalei, he told Yehuda bar Nachmeni, Kumei Memilsa. Go say something here. We're by the Beis Ovel now. Mashma, they were Panim Chadoshes. Somebody knew. He wasn't there the first day. He's there the second day. Now it's Panim Chadoshes. So he has to be Menachem Ovel now. So go say something to the Ovel. Say something to Rabbi Chiya Baraba. So he said like this. He says, Kokovel Yenuka, Posach. Like when you come to say Menachem Ovel for Yenuka, he started off saying like this. Rashi learns, Kokovel Yenuka means, Lenegram Ura Devorim Nichumim Al Misa Sayelid. He wanted to talk about what happened here. That this, the Rebbe Chiya lost his son. That this Maturgim now came to say words about the Rebbe that lost his son. The Yomri is still like this. The Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem Hashem saw Vayinis Hashem became angry. Mikas Bonav Ubinoisav. That he saw the way his children were doing bad things, Hashem got angry. Dor, so it says like this, Dor, Sha'ovois Minatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the door that the fathers do averus and Hashem get angry is koyes abneim v'abneseim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at their children. Umesim k'shem ketanim, and that's why sometimes young children die. So Kitsa, what he's saying is that you know why a young child died? Because you did averus. So sonsi lechur is not called a nichum. If anything, you made him feel very bad. He came to say a pasuk that when the fathers do bad averus, Hashem sometimes kills their kids. And that's why here the Rebbe's son died, mashma, because the Rebbe was doing averus. Vika the army, something like this. Bocher Hevi. The son that died wasn't the Yanuka, wasn't the young child. He was a Bocher already. Vachi Kamalei. This is what the Maturgim said. Pasuk says, Arkein al Bechurav leYismach Hashem. Because of the Bechurim, the young ones, Hashem is not happy. V'yes Yisayma v'yes Amonaisav leYirachim. Hashem won't have Rachmanis upon the Yisaymim and upon the Amonis. Ki Chuloi Chona Fumora. Because they're all doing very bad things. For Choper, Doiven, Avola. And they're all saying very bad things. They're talking Nibbleper. The whole Zois, with all this, Lashav Apoy, Hashem doesn't take away his anger. The Yod, and more than that, Yod and Netuya, that his hand is stretched out. So first the Gemara says now, My Vyod Yod and Netuya, what does it mean that your hand is stretched out? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chonin Barav, that like this, Hakel Yodin Kala Loma Nichlas Alechupa. Everybody knows what is the kala going into chuppah for. His tavbiyah. The ikka chuppah is the yichud av, that's the mokim tavbiyah. Ela, for this still, kol amenavo piv, whoever talks about it, and speaks out a moitza diban of olam piv, and talks about the way now the chosim and kala are going to live together, tavbiyah together, is afilo nechtam lo gzadino shashivim shonu otayvam. Even though the person was at tzaddik up until now, that Hashem put gzadin for 70 years, he'll have a good life, 7 years of good life. Nefachol of the raw. Right now, though, for doing this nibble pair, to speaking out about what the Chosn Kal is doing right now, you'll ruin it, you'll lose your 70 years of Taiva. It'll be turned over to 70 years of Ra. So the kids said, that's what this Maturgim said to the Rebbe, to Reb Chiya. Either it was Yenuka that died, so he said of the Sukkim that Hashem killed young children because of the Averis the father did. Or else the child was a bocha that died, so also Hashem is angry because they did averus, because the parents did averus, Hashem takes away the bocha. So for the Gemara, at also lenachume, tzurei kometzairlei, like Resh Lakish asked him, I told you to say, divrei tanchumim, say nice things, make the Rebbe feel good, And what did you do? You said things to make him feel terrible. Like, what do you do here? So he answered back, no. He answered back, Kochi Kormalei. This is what I meant to say. That Choshev At Liatfu Seyadora. That you, Rebbe, you're such a choshev a person that you are able to take over your, like, achroi, it's your responsibility for the dor, for the people of the generation. In other words, it's not you that's doing the averis. The other people of the generation were doing averis. But Hashem always takes it out on the tzaddikim, like it's their fault why they didn't take better care of their dor. So the kids say, hell, that you're such a great tzaddik, that's why Hashem is holding you responsible for the dor. So that was the Tanchumin. True, your son died, but you know your son died because you're a great tzaddik, that you're responsible for the dor. Omalais, now Rosh Lakish told him, Kul neime milsa keneged shvuch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now stam say things, keneged the shvach, stam give praise to Hashem. So Apostle, so the Maturgim said like this, the Yomri opened up and said, Hakel HaGodol, Baroiv Godloi Adi V'chozik, Baroiv Neurois, how great you are, Mechayim Esim. That Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem will be a Mechayim Esim. He'll bring the dead alive again. But Mamorah with his words, Oise Gedoyla Sadei Cheku, Hashem does great things. V'nifloi Sadei Nisper, we can't stop talking about it. Baruch HaTor Hashem Mechayim Esim. So that's a Shvach he said to Hashem about the sinning of a Mason now. That the Mason, Misa is not Leilom, and Mitzvah Hashem will be a Tchias HaMason. And Rashi says, "Okay, la God lebrayt kudloi bebaruch posach bo baruch ato Hashem lekeinu melacholam okay la godol." In other words, like these are the birchas of Elam that you say. The Gemara's times when you used to go to the base oval, they used to say these brachas there. So this is the Indian. If you have 10 people there, we say these brachas, but the oval is not min haminyan. Right, then Mashlokas told him, Omalei kum eime milsa keneged avelim. Now go say something nice about the avelim, the people that are sitting over. So Posach v'yomi said like this, Achenu our brothers, hamiyugoyim hamaduchim v'yovel, that you feel so bad and so low, that you're an oval, that you lost somebody, you lost your son. Tenu libchem, put your hearts, lachkor ezois, to think into this, that zoisi yomedis lad, this is something that will stay forever. That means, in other words, Rashi says, shakil nesim, letivchi yosim idai, like, don't cry. This is something that will always be. Misa always happens. Everybody has to die. So don't cry that much that will happen right now. Nisifu Mishesh Yishimei Breshis. This is the root, the way, that happens from the beginning of Bria Soilam, that people have to die. Rabim Shosu, a lot of people drank. And Rabim Yishtu, a lot of people will drink. There's a lot of people died already, and a lot of people will die. Kemishta Rishayna, Kach Mishta Achreinim. The same way the first people died, that's the way the last people will die also. Hachenu bal nachmum, yenachim eschem, we should all be menachim you, boruch menachim avelim. The boruch were menachim avelim, used to say this brocha, the shasta went to menachim avel. So Amr Abaye said back to the Meturgim, you should know, Rabim Shah Suleyma. That's if you said a lot of people drank already, a lot of people died already, that's alright. But Rabim Yishtu Leleima, that you shouldn't say. You're not supposed to Tiftach Pelasotin. Don't open your mouth and say something bad. Don't say a lot of people will die. Right, the Mishtu Rishayinim Leima. Not that the first people get died already, that's alright. But Mishtu Achrayinim, that people will die, again, Leleima, don't say that. The Yomer HaShlokish, Yomer HaShimim Ben Lokish. V'chein Tona, we learned, Mishmei the Reb Yosi. L'yoylo ma'yiftach odim pivlasotin. You should never open up your mouth and say to the sultan like that something bad will happen to you. It's no good. When a person says out of his mouth, there's a bris krusa, what you say, sometimes Hashem does. Just like there's an Indian to give somebody a bracha. I'll say brachas hedi kala banecha. Even if it's a simple person, if he gives you a bracha, it means something, take it serious. Because when a person says out of his mouth, it has something, it has power to do. Who would think if you say it clearly, you say something bad, because of your deeper, it may happen. You should never say something bad. And Amr Rabbi Yosef, Micro, where's the Pasuk? That Yishayahu said, he said, Kistoyma yinu l'amayra deminu, that the door is so bad, we're like stoyma, like a mayra. Maya Hadalei, what I call Shavuach, we'll say back to Yishayahu, he said, Shimu d'var Hashem kitzine stoyim, Hashem like called him back in Echnami, you're like the head of stoyim. But since you opened your mouth and you compared yourself to Zdayim and Amira, Hashem, like I said, that's the way you are. So you see, it's Al Tiftach Pelasotin. Omalei, so now Rosh Lakish told the Meturgmim, Kum Eime Milsa Keneged Menachme Avelim. Come and say something nice to all the people that are here. There's the hara to be 10 people there altogether. Because otherwise you don't say these brachas. So the kids said there were another 8 people there. So Rosh Lakish told the Meturgrim now, say something nice about the people that came to Menachem Avil. His pasuk v'yemri started and said like this, Achenu, our brothers, goyim lechasodim. You're doing kind deeds. V'nei goyim lechasodim. You're children of goyim lechasodim. Hamazlikim arisa shel Avraham Avinu. That you take after the bris of Avraham Avinu. Shenemar says by Avraham Avinu, ki yedatib l'manashit tzavis bon of Achrov. That what he did chesed with his children, he made his children go in the right way. That he planted the eshel, the tree, that he gave other people, did so much chesed with. What's the table? What's eshel? Achila shtiya leviya. That is eshel, Avraham Avinu gave people teat to drink and a place to sleep. He had his hotel there, his motel he had there. That was his eshel. Machlekes the Gemara. One of them says the eshel means he had a tree that used to get an orchard. The other one says Eishel means a motel. He used to have people to lodge there, to come there, to eat there, to drink there, to sleep there. So Avraham Avinu did chesed. People come to Menachem Avil, he's doing the meat of Avraham Avinu. Achenu bal hagomel is Yishalim lechem gemuchem. Like Achenu, our brothers bal hagomel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should pay you back. And Baruch to Hashem, Yishalim hagemuch. Hashem pays back the gemuch. So Omalei, now Rosh Lakish told them at Turgimim, Kum Eima Milsa Kenega Kol Yisrael. Let's say something now Kenega the Okla Yisrael. Posach V'yomi said like this, Rivoin Olamim, Tadei V'hatzel Malei Toshay Yamcha Yisrael. Save us, protect us, save Kla Yisrael. Min Adever, from a plague, Min Acherah, from the sword, Min Abizo, Min Ashidofon, from also from Shidofon is a plague, the water comes to Shidofon, a floods, many Yeroko and a sickness. When we call Mina Pronis, any type of bad things that happen to us, some distractions of us, the Erlam. Terem, Nikra, Viatasana, before we yell to you, Hashem answers us. Baruch Ato Hashem, Oitzer Amagaphus. Hashem holds back the Magaphus. So, kids, so this is the Indian of saying these brokers by the Avelim. And the kids, every time they had upon them Chadoshes, any time in the most times when they had somebody new coming to Menachem Avil, and there were 10 people there, they used to say these brokers. Right, so Omar Ula. For Yarmulov Mastis and Torah and the Brisa we learned, Asorah Koisers Tiknu Chachamim Beis Ovel. The Chatzil there Masakin that the Beis Ovel should drink 10 Koisers, 10 cups of wine he should drink. So Drashil Abisloi Bishtiya Kedasiv to New Sheikhel Oivid V'Yain Lamori Nefesh. Since an Ovel feels bad, we want to help him cheer up a little bit. So you give wine. Wine helps a sorrow person cheer up. So he used to be at the corner to drink 10 cups of wine. Shloisha kaidem achila, 3 before they started to eat. Kadei liftoyach as bnei meyach, to make him be able to eat. Shloisha b'toyach achila, kadei lishras achila, to swallow down the food. Shebe meyach in his stomach. V'yavor liachar achila, and 4 after the achila. Echel k'neged azon, v'yechel k'neged birchas oretz, v'yechel k'neged bani yushlayim, v'yechel k'neged tov yametiv. Then I see for layin, they added on to this arbo, another 4 cups. Echel k'neged chazon yir, Kneged the Chazonim of the city, V'yechad Kneged Parnasayir, the Panosim, the people, Rashi Shoyashirim, the rich people, Mazdazim and Moinom, Likfurasaniyim, that used to give out money to help the poor people be buried, so we give them back the Yashikoyach. V'yechad Kneged Beis Hamikdash, V'yechad Kneged Rabbi Gamliel. A special cup will soon see what there was because of Rabbi Gamliel's takona. The kids at the end, they drank 14 cups. So Gemara says, Eschilu Hayashoysin Mishtakrin. What comes out, they start to drink and get shikah. And that they don't want. They just wanted to cheer up a little bit the chosah, the yovel. But not to make him shikah. There's a zero double yeshna. They brought it back to the beginning only to have 10 cups and not 14. And the more, what was the 14th cup? My Rabbi Gamliel. What was the special takana of Rabbi Gamliel? Titania learned like this. For Rishayin at the beginning when they used to bury people, they used to make tachrichim, very expensive tachrichim. Chvei is the last suit he's going to wear. So he used to make it a $1,000 suit to put on the mace. People used to feel worse about the money they're going to have to pay to buy the suit, to make the kvura, more than they felt bad about that the father died. When the parents used to die, somebody died, instead of feeling bad about they lost somebody, they used to start feeling bad. I have to pay the chevra kedisha, such a big bill. They started to feel a bit worse about that. Used to leave their father alone there. Oh, baruch him, run away. Let the Chevrodisha take care of it. They ran away. They didn't want to pay the bill. Is that Shavuram Gamliel? V'nagu kalas b'yatzma. Gamliel came, and when he was nifter, he left the tzavor about himself. V'yitziyuyu b'kli pishtim. He said, put me, bury me in the most simplest clothing possible. Klei pishtim. That's where we should make my tachricha from. And v'nagu kolam achrav l'hoitzi b'kli pishtim. That was the minigetzma of Gamliel, that not to put expensive clothing on the mace, but to make it most simple, the way we have it right now also, tachrichim are very simple clothing. And Omer Papa Vaidna Nog Alma Afilu Bizar de Bazuza. Today the mini gears, like Rashi says, beggar canvas. It's very simple cloth. Shein Shav El Dinar, it's not much worth a penny. Kids are the most simplest cloth you can have, that's what you're supposed to put upon the mace. That was Rabbi Gamliel's takana, and because of that, like by the Avelim, they used to have a special kais, like to thank Rabbi Gamliel. That was the last four cups. But they saw that was too much to have 14 cups, they get chicker, so they brought it back to where it was before, only to have 10 cups. This man is there, we don't have this many to drink the 10 cups, and to have these brachas. Alright, we'll stop here.